Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And Overnight America continues. Thank you for joining us here. And anyone that is using their telephone, making sure it still works, your cellular, your rotary, whatever it may be. I'm glad that I could spend some time with you every night. It's so neat to think that I'm sitting in my basement right now, in my sweatpants, in my socks, maxing and relaxing. And there's people that are just like me that just want to talk to someone else, that just want to connect. I love that, and I'm glad that we have each other for it. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I got a message on Twitter from a Kevin who said, I think students who are set to graduate college this year should get the stimulus check. So the question is, and there's two different types of people that may not qualify, and you know there's more than that, but there are different types of situations where you would not qualify for a stimulus check. For example, if you are behind in child support payments, aka a deadbeat dad, you may not qualify for a stimulus check. Okay? Option number two, where you may not qualify. If you're a college student and you are a dependent on your parents, even though you're an adult, but you're still a dependent on your parents' taxes, you may not qualify for a stimulus check. So the question is, should you get a check in those situations? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Should you get a check in those situations? All right, so we'll take some of your calls on that coming up. I told you I'd give you an update on good old Rush Limbaugh. You know, with the EIB network, he's been spending a lot of time off. And because he's been spending time off, we haven't been getting daily updates or any updates from him, but he did give an update today. And since, you know, we care about Rush Limbaugh, our Cape Girardeau brother, just a little bit south of us here, someone that grew up idolizing Jack Buck, listening to KMOX, influencing him to become the one of the greatest broadcasters, radio broadcasters of all time, we want to wish him best in his fight with his lung cancer. And this is the update he gave earlier today, in case you missed it.
Just a little update on me. You might notice my voice a little strange. It's not. It's just it's from lack of use. I'm actually feeling better than I have in about a month. I'm actually feeling what I would call normal prior to all of this. The cancer diagnosis happened. And I'm in a temporary hold right now. I had dire reaction, side effect reaction to the type chemo I was on. The bottom line is I couldn't walk for 3 days. My leg muscles had swollen to the, it was hideous. Blood clot in the left calf, even had some eye damage in my right eye. And so I had to go off the stuff, and I'm in a temporary hold right now. Steroids have been administered to undo the damage, and they're working like a champ. And so, regardless how my voice sounds, to be confident here that I'm feeling better than I have in a long, long time.
All right, that was Rush Limbaugh's update from earlier today, so he was able to make the show return. And, you know, we got that update last week. He wasn't on, but there was a statement where they talked about him seeking alternate treatment because of what he was on was just not working right. So we wish Rush Limbaugh the best, and we continue to keep an eye on that situation. Someone called in. I guess we don't want to discriminate against deadbeat moms as well, but you know the term deadbeat dads is basically universal in the sense that we understand it's a parent who is behind on child support or either refuses to pay or is unable to pay. There's certain things where the other parent is able to collect, and they go through some pretty big lengths to collect. Unfortunately, they always find that their person they're trying to collect from is very good at dodging this. And St. Louis County, they made it very clear that they're going to help the dodgers, the ones that don't want to pay the child support. So good for the federal government to put this in there. So this was a story that came out. And did surprise me. People behind in child support payments may not qualify for the stimulus package. So, and this is something, according to Senator Chuck Grassley, said that individuals who are overdue on child support payments should not expect to receive a stimulus check. The bill, quote, turns off nearly all administrative offsets that ordinarily may reduce tax refunds for individuals who have past tax debts or who are behind in other payments or federal state government payments, including student loan payments. So they put safeguards in there. So if you're behind on student loans or whatever it is, it's not like there's an individual garnishment that's it's going to go straight to if you're behind on things like that. Or you're behind on taxes, for example. Let's say you have back taxes that you still need to pay. It's not like the government's just going to say, oh, you're not going to get this money at this point. So that's one of the safeguards they put into place. But he wrote that those behind in child support payments would either not qualify for payments or they would see an amount greatly reduced. No problem with this whatsoever. The administrative offset that will enforce applies to those that have past due child support payments that the states have reportedly tied to the Treasury Department. So let's hope that those that are due the money, the ones that are meant to earmark that money for children, the children that they have an obligation to support, that they will get that and they'll be able to hopefully make up for some of the back that is there. The other one that did surprise me a little bit. So many college students and other adult dependents are not eligible to receive a stimulus relief check. And this is the CNBC did an article on this. So if you're an adult, being that you're over the age of 18, you may still work. You may still have other obligations and income while you work, but you're a student. So your parents may still file you as a dependent on their taxes. So you may have such little income that really it's not necessary for you to file, and it's still probably better for your parents to get the deduction for you, whatever it is. So they file you and they do that strategically, or still they're the ones that are taking care of you to begin with, and it just makes sense for them to file you as a dependent. Like when I was going through college, I'm pretty sure my parents filed me as a dependent up until I got a full-time job. No, I take that back. Did I file taxes? You know, maybe I'll have to ask my parents about that. I feel like I may have filed taxes at a young age, too, just because I felt this is what you do. I certainly know when I left college that I was responsible for myself, and I filed taxes, and anytime there was a way to do that in for a deduction for someone not making a lot of money in radio, it made sense for me to do that on my own. So it says individuals earning up to $75,000 receive that check per what you've heard, and that will apply. Anyone under the age of 17 still gets a $500 added on to that for every child under 17. So that's the children's side of things. That leaves anyone 18 and older who can still be claimed as a dependent on another person's taxes may not get a return if they're to someone that has been on the parent's taxes. Is that fair? Should that be the case? You know, there's a couple of ways to look at this. So let's say that the person going through college is making money, but they're still on their parents'. I guess you can say whoever they filed with would be the one eligible to collect that money. So the parents might be able to pick them up still as a kid, 500, whatever it is, but that's not the case. But let's say the parents are still getting the benefits of having that kid as a dependent. Maybe you're in this situation. Maybe you have a kid that is filed as a dependent, and they're now worried that they may not get a benefit from the stimulus package. It's almost like double dipping in a way if you think about it. So you get the deduction, And normally, this stimulus is paid out based on where the deduction was put out, right? So if you're the one that is responsible for that dependent on your taxes, you're the one filing on their behalf because they are a dependent, and you're including whatever income they may be having as part of that, then you would be the one that would be able to reap the benefits from that. But if they're an individual making their own taxes, filing their own taxes, then they should be able to claim that. They should be able to do that. I know every tax situation is different. It'll be interesting to see how the government tries to handle all of this and divvy it all out. I'd like to take some of your calls on it. Do you think that's the right way to handle it? First, deadbeat parents, should they get a stimulus check? Number two, college kids who are listed as a dependent, even though they're an adult, but listed as a dependent on their parents' taxes, should they get a stimulus check? 314-436-7900. Or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX.
St. Louis's traffic station, KMOX.
Overnight America continues. Yes, it does. And each and every one of you that may be keeping a radio on in the house during the day, during the night, thank you. And I'll tell you that it does feel good to have that companionship. I found that just having something playing in the background while you're around and you can't leave the house or you're not leaving as frequently because of this, it does make things feel friendlier, doesn't it? It doesn't feel like you're as isolated. I don't know. How about we go to David, who's holding on. Welcome to Overnight America.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, by the way, thanks to KMOX for showing, for doing the older Cardinals games. It's really enjoyable.
Isn't that something to hear those old names play again? Oh, it's awesome.
It's a real break. But I just want to say, as far as these, you know, deadbeat people, whether it be man or woman, I agree with withholding from them, just because, for one, it's not really a stimulus thing anyway, by the way. It's this is where the government, I mean, the stimulus thing package back in, was it the old 8-9?
Right.
That's where banks fail because they gave out too many bad loans, whereas, and it ruined the economy. Whereas this here is, their government is telling us, don't go to work, and telling businesses, shut your doors,
right,
and don't fly anywhere or anything. They would like all the airplanes down on the ground all the time, you know? I mean, It's different. They are shutting down our economy, and it's really a different scenario. They're just doing something. This is a pandemic. It's totally different. Also, I got a question for you. On the stat stains, why is it I never hear this stat? How many people totally are tested? They only tell you how many tested positive. And why don't they tell you who tested but were negative? And they never they hardly ever bring up how many people had it, tested positive, and got over it, and they are no longer have it.
Oh, yeah. Well, they do post that information online. Like, so for Missouri, for example, they had 15,500 people that have been tested in Missouri by labs. So there's other ones that are still pending, of course. They do break it down. They have some pretty good statistics nationwide when it comes to this sort of thing. Maybe they just don't report it on TV or radio. They just look at the overall number of who tested positive and how many deaths there are.
That's just the problem, is the TV never hardly brings footage. In fact, I never seen anywhere where it says so many of this many people tested and this many of those were negative.
Mm.
Have you ever seen that one?
Say that again. How many are negative?
Yeah, how many they were tested, but they didn't weren't positive. They were negative. All the years, the ones that were tested and were positive.
Yeah, I think you could probably do the math, right? The you can look at the ones that have been tested, and then you see the number that have tested positive, and then you can assume the other number, if you just do some subtraction, would be negative.
I know that. I could do the math, but where is the number? How many have been tested? I don't see that either.
Oh. Yeah, well, I just gave you the number for Missouri, the patients that have been tested. But for nationwide, do you want to know how many have been tested?
Yeah, I'd like to know the whole nation, really. I mean, this is a pandemic, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Knowing how many people total were tested. Oh, by the way, I wouldn't believe China's numbers any more than, you know, I'd believe the devil or anything, you know? But they're just, you know, communist, you know, socialist communist countries, they're liars. You know, they control their media, and they kick out anybody who might report something accurate. And even CNN, they kick them out. I mean, gee whiz.
But, yeah, okay, so I'm looking online to see if
I want to throw in, I appreciate your show, too. I really like it.
Oh, thank you. And David, let me see if I can find this real quick because I'm looking for the numbers. Because, I mean, the numbers are pretty available. I'm just trying to find the website that has it. And, you know, if you keep listening, I'll try to get those numbers for you, okay?
Oh, right. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. All right. Have a good night.
Good evening. Stay healthy.
Okay. Thank you. You know, you too stay healthy. March 20th, so trying to find the most up-to-date ones. There are some trackers out there. I just don't have them loaded, per se. I had the Missouri numbers up and ready to go for tonight. I didn't have the national numbers, but they're pretty readily available online, and I'll just I'll find those for you. Let's go to Aaron, who's holding on. Welcome to Overnight America.
How you doing tonight, Ryan?
Good.
Good, good. I was calling in reference. I have two college kids that fall in that age group of just over 17. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand how Congress came up with this stimulus package, because my wife and I, we still taking care of them. I mean, and, you know, I was able to file them on my taxes. So why was I able to file them on my taxes? And then now I can't get any credits for them under this bill. I mean, it's I think they really need to relook at it, you know, and do it over or something, because they're still eating all my food up. I mean, they're taking up gas, water, lights, you know, I mean, you name it. And I don't get anything for them. I mean, so I think the college kids got screwed out of this deal.
Well, you do you claim them as dependents on your taxes?
Yes, I do. I claim them both as dependents on, because they don't make enough money. They both have part-time jobs, but, I mean, they're making peanuts. I mean, so actually I'm paying the cell phone bill. I'm putting gas in their car. I'm paying the car insurance. I'm doing the whole nine yards. I mean, so I don't understand where Congress thought, well, you know, parents of college students don't need the money.
Yeah, and the big question is if you're going to get $500 for them for filing them as dependents, and that's still not 100% clear. So did you file? Did you do direct deposit?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, Ryan, we're not getting anything. I mean, they didn't already made that clear. If you're not getting anything for them, you know, I mean,
do you know that for sure? Like, did you read that somewhere that they do not qualify? So you, as a parent that listed them as a dependent, wouldn't get anything for them either?
Yes. We're not getting anything from them. We're not getting anything for them. You know, so that's why I'm like, hey, you know, now I was able to file them on my taxes, you know, because when, you know, they asked you what university they went to, blah, blah, blah. But I was able to claim them on my taxes. But as far as, you know, getting this stimulus check for them, I'm not getting anything. I mean, you know, and I went out online to look at it. I did the other night. And then even my son and daughter, they went out there and they said, hey, you know, mom and dad, you guys are not getting anything. You know, you're not going to get anything. So it's, you know, I just think it's a bummer. It stinks, you know. I mean, because I know it would be different if your kids were making enough money to support themselves, but they're not.
Yeah.
You know,
and
parents are, you know, they still have to flip the bill on that, you know. So it's something they need to look at. I don't know if this is going to be, they say they may have to do it again. I don't know if they're going to have to do it again or not. But I guess even right now, Ryan, to be honest with you, okay, so you give everybody this money, but nobody can go spend it. How are they going to stimulate the economy? We're stuck in the house.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, this is what I would hope would not happen, Aaron. I hope that when they get the money, they're just not spending it all on Amazon. You know, I think that the what you really want to happen is for them to spend the money locally in the community and to the businesses that are there to support that community that have gone through some hardships because people can't go out and spend it. So there's a few things that could happen. At least the local businesses would have the ability to get some 0% loans or whatever it is. And then they know that if they can weather this storm, that there's going to be a lot of people with extra money that will want to spend it at some point when they can go back out. And I hope that's enough to try to give the incentive to people to try to weather this sort of thing.
But Ryan, you got to keep in mind, you know, now I'm blessed to have two incomes coming in, but you got some people whose may have a spouse that, you know, lost her job. So, yeah. I mean, they don't have any income coming in at all. So, I mean, the amount of money that they're giving out is, that may not even pay some people's mortgages, you know?
Yeah, no, probably not. But even so, that the nice thing is, and this was included as part of the package, is that when you file for unemployment, it'll be up to 100% of what you made when you were let go. So you're not going to, because normally when you file for unemployment through the state of Missouri or whatever it is, they're basically giving you almost like minimum wage. It's very little money through unemployment.
Right.
So it's not enough to actually keep you going. So what they would, it's up to 4 months unemployment at 100% of what you're making before. So you still will be able to have income. However, it's not going to be immediate because you still have to file and think about how the backlog is going to be here in Missouri, but at least you know that you will be approved for that. That's the bright side. So there are some other fail safes for people that are hurting. This is, I think, is to hopefully fill in some of the cracks that some people have.
So do you think they're going to have to do another one, or you think this is going to be it?
I think this will be it. I really do. I don't feel like we're going to have, I don't think in 4 months from now, we're still going to be quarantined in our homes. I think that is unrealistic. However, that's how long they think this stimulus package will last. They think about 3 or 4 months. So if we're getting close to that 3 month marker, we're going to have to start thinking to ourselves, do we need another one of these? But if let's say by June, we look at things kind of back to normal. They're starting to play sports again. We're more careful. We got more testing. We have some sort of treatment ready to go. And we start to open up the doors and go out and try to be normal again. Just a little bit more careful, then, you know, things, I think the economy is going to rebound and things are going to be great and that won't be necessary. I see that as something that's going to happen.
You're right. I hope they don't, I mean, I hope we don't get to June and then they start trying to open some of the country up and then this starts to magnify again, you know? I mean, I really hope it doesn't, but, you know, at this point they're saying we can go almost all the way into, you know, into August or September with this thing.
I'll tell you one thing Dr. Fauci said earlier, and this is, maybe I'll play his clip because he mentioned this. People are wondering, what happens when another wave of this happens again? Are we just going to be in the same situation? Now, he mentioned a couple of really awesome things. And Aaron, maybe I'll play that clip coming up after the break because we have to get to weather. But thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. And Jerry, if you could hold on too, I'll take your call. But I want to play that clip from Dr. Fauci coming up. And he was asked that very same thing. He said, we see this in the flu seasons, right? It gets hot and heavy and then it dies down. And then flu season comes around again. It gets hot and heavy and dies down. So what's going to happen when this flares up again towards the end of the year? He had a great answer for that. And this will answer what Aaron was talking about. I'll play that right after the break. And I want to take some more of your calls, more of your text messages at 314-436-7900 on Overnight America KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome back to Overnight America. So right before the break, was it Anthony called in? Thank you for that. And he mentioned a few things. Aaron called in and mentioned what happens when there's round two of this. Do you think there'll be another stimulus package? Well, that's a good question. Dr. Fauci was asked something similar. So let me play that answer before we take some more of your calls at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120.
If you come back in the fall, it will be a totally different ballgame of what happened when we first got hit with it in the beginning of this year. There will be several things that will be different. Our ability to go out and be able to test, identify, isolate, and contact trace will be orders of magnitude better than what it was just a couple of months ago. In addition, we have a number of clinical trials that are looking at a variety of therapeutic interventions. We hope one or more of them will be available. And importantly, as I mentioned to you many times at these briefings, is that we have a vaccine that's on track and multiple other candidates. So I would anticipate that, you know, a year to a year and a half, we'd be able to do it under an emergency use. If we start seeing an efficacy signal, we may be able to even use a vaccine at the next season. So things are going to be very, very different. What we're going through now is going to be more than just lessons learned. It's going to be things that we have available to us that we did not have before.
This is huge. And gotta love Dr. Fauci there. He's doing a fantastic job as part of that task force with the president. So I hope that helps things. I don't, again, this is just my gut feeling on all of this. And I've used this analogy before, and I just feel like one day I'm going to get in trouble for this analogy. But this is my optimistic way of looking at this sort of thing. It's almost like every time when there's a giant snowstorm that's going to hit the city, and the meteorologists say we're going to get 10 inches of snow, and everyone runs out and buys all the supplies, and they hunker down, and then they wake up the next morning, and we get 1 inch instead of 10 inches, and they say, whew, we really dodged that one. My optimism and the way I'm looking at this is, by the time we're done looking at it, we're going to say, whew, we dodged that one. It's a good thing we socially distance. We could have had 2 million deaths, but we only had 50,000 or 40 or 30 or 20 or 10 or whatever the number might be. They're saying it could be 100,000 deaths, 100 or 200,000, still less than the flu. But still, this is something that was highly contagious. We went through some pretty extreme measures to try to stop it from happening. And all things considered, we did great. And now we're back to normal. Now we have a vaccine. Now we have a treatment. Now we have testing. Now we have a procedure. Now we can do this where we don't have to close everything down. And kids can still go to school, and you can still go to your favorite restaurant, and we can still watch a Cardinals game. I think my optimistic way of looking at that is that's what I think is going to happen. Now, don't get me wrong. There's the other way of looking at it. Some people are saying that's not realistic. Some people look at it and say, this could go on for 2 years. Like I had a guest on here that said it could be 2 years before we have another sporting event that plays. I'm not looking at it that way. You may look at it and say, I'm way underestimating what's going to happen here. But still, I'm very optimistic that I think that's what I believe is going to happen in the long run. If we can make it out of this month, all of these other things that are in the pipe, that's going to come out. And it's going to be helpful. So let's take some more of your calls coming up. And Jerry, thank you for calling Overnight America. What's going on?
Hi, Ryan. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
I usually call when it's something to do with golf, but now I'm calling about something totally different tonight.
Well, good. And, all right.
The previous caller, first of all, we don't know how many people got this. You just said 15,000 people in Missouri have been tested. There's millions of people in Missouri. Not just nationwide. There's not enough testing. There's no way you know how many people have this. It's impossible. We could all have it. Think about it. There's no testing. 15,000? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How will we know?
Yeah. Well, 15 is a relatively low number, but considering we're doing priority testing, the ones that are most likely to have it because they're showing the symptoms, that's a good indication that we're at least testing the ones that are most likely at this point. So I could be a carrier for it. I mean, you know, for all things considered, what if I had it and just didn't know it? Because there's a lot of cases
like people's body, they don't even know it. You don't even know you have it. It goes right through you. You understand what I'm saying? Not all people are affected the same. But, Ryan, that's not why I called. The reason why I called tonight is the stimulus package.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the money.
Oh, I know. Yeah, this is a tough one.
$1,000. The gentleman just called. The only thing he's right about is he's getting nothing, because what are they giving out? $1,074 per person. Well, if you do the math, that stimulus puts each American approximately $6,428 in debt, and you're getting $1,074. We don't have the money, and they're talking about a second stimulus package. Where's the money?
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary.
This is fuzzy math.
Yeah, there's a couple of bright sides to this, though. Number one bright side is a lot of the stimulus package they're hoping are to help fund these loans. So we could be seeing a lot of that money come back. Hypothetically, we should be seeing that money come back. What's not going to come back is the money that they're handing out to people. So the $500 billion or whatever they anticipate is going to go out to people, whatever that number is, that's not coming back. The other option is, what would be the damage to the general economy if we didn't do something like this? Would it be more damaging to have no stimulus package? And a lot of people would argue, and a lot of the experts would argue, it would be a lot more damaging to do nothing.
Gosh, Ryan, I mean, I've never had a handout. And my grandfather always taught us, you'll never get something for nothing. And you have to do things, work with your way in order to get something. You can never expect someone to give you something. You know, I just think the stimulus, I don't know exactly how the math works there, but I don't know how we're able to do that. And what I was going to end up saying is, at the end of the day, when this is all said and done, China ought to pay us back. China should pay us the $2 trillion. What do you think of that?
Oh, I'd be all for it. You know, instead of the president saying we're going to build a wall and get Mexico to pay for it, we should have him switch to China and say we're going to rebuild our economy. We're going to have China pay for it. I would love to see that. But no, let me put this too. Keep in mind that the way that they're giving this back are those through people who have filed taxes. So if you paid money into the federal government, this is almost looked at as a rebate for the money that you've already paid. It's almost like they're trying to find a de facto way to lower your taxes. So you have the ability to think and say, well, I paid a lot of money into the government. This is basically my money coming back to me, and they're telling me to spend it the way I want to, as opposed to the government spending it in a certain way. You could try to make that case and look at it and try to spin it that way, even though it's not, because it still puts us in massive debt. That's the problem. We don't got this money. And we've talked to financial experts on the show, too. They say that this is going to be the biggest challenge after the election. So whoever wins the 2020 election here, the biggest challenge they're going to be faced with is, how are we going to counteract this giant stimulus package that we just put through? So this will be one of the biggest things that it's talked about in this year's election.
Yes, and I'm a golfer, not an economist, and I can figure this out, that this isn't good from a financial standpoint. Whatever happened to conservative, you know, spending? I mean,
yeah.
I'm just letting you know that package, we don't have any money. I don't understand why anybody would be happy about this.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks, Jerry. Good to hear from you. Now, there are, again, some bright sides. So a lot of this funding, this trillions of dollars, goes to these 0% loans or low-interest loans in order to help small businesses so they don't have to close. What would be devastating, and this would be very devastating. So let's say this thing lingers and a bunch of businesses close. So you have massive unemployment. You don't want 20 or 30% unemployment in a time like this, because the government is forcing you to stay in your home and you can't go out and you can't do all of these things. That's terrible. So the devastating ramifications of this, much different than what we've seen in the past, because it's all government induced in order to try to stop the flow of this virus. And we're seeing it on a worldwide basis too. Now, let me put it this way. We have rapidly been pushing through treatment, pushing through vaccine trials, getting more equipment, ventilators, all of these things, rapidly passing through these things. When the president says we've never seen this happen as fast, it's absolutely true. How in the world did you ever think we'd have a treatment approved within a matter of weeks as opposed to months? So there's a lot of things clicking here to try to get things back on track so we don't have to try to do another stimulus package in the future. And I really hope we don't have to get to it. And what Dr. Fauci said, I am I raised my fist and I said, yes, yes, yes. I was pumping it. I was excited, which is we're not going to be facing the exact same challenges if this thing comes back before a vaccine comes back. So even if this thing comes back, we're going to have much better testing, faster testing. We're going to have equipment, infrastructure, ways to treat it, best ways to squash this thing. And we're going to also have, infinitely amount more resources prepared for this. So these are all good things that need to be pointed out. But thank you very much for your call. Real quick, let's go to Tim, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, first of all, before this happened, I was already spending a little bit of my money in the local economy. And but now I'm a truck driver, mm-hmm. and I'm losing money. One of the reasons I'm losing money is I'm sitting a long time. The warehouses are so overwhelmed. They can't keep up with the orders, and a lot of trucks are coming in, and we're sitting sometimes 6 hours to get loaded and, 4 hours to get unloaded. And
wow.
When you're sitting that long, I'm paid by the mile. I'm not paid to sit.
Well, sure.
So I don't, your last caller, this isn't a free ride. I'm losing money because of this disease. And I have nothing I can do about it because I can't just go do another job while I'm out driving the truck.
Yeah, I get that. So
when I get the $1,200, I'm going to use it on some bills, unfortunately. But like I said, when I was doing fine before this, I was already spending money in the local economy.
Yeah, but this is going to help you catch up or fill in some of the cracks.
Correct. That's right.
I think that's going to help a lot of people. So this might not be the answer if you're underwater on your mortgage. It's not like this is going to help you clear off all your previous debts. But if you're trying to fill in the cracks,
the unemployment people are going to get overwhelmed a little bit with a lot of people applying.
Oh, yeah.
They're already kind of hard to deal with under normal times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Here's what my concern. Did the CDC, we pay them a lot of money to, be ready to respond to an infectious disease like this. And I can't believe that this social distancing was something they had already drawn up a long time ago to deal with something like this. I know New York, for example, it's so congested there. They have mass transit. They have people riding taxis. As soon as they landed on the airplanes or jumping in the taxis, the taxi drivers probably weren't cleaning off their seats or anything. And that's why so many people have gotten it so fast up there, right? People are sitting on. And I'm wondering about mail people. They go and take a bunch of mail out of a mailbox, right? And by the way, if you write to your congressman, it takes a week because of that anthrax from a long time ago. So you got to email them, and they're not. My congressman said they haven't responded to me at all, for 2 weeks, And I've sent some serious information in. By the way, they're not checking us truck drivers anywhere. You would think the CDC would already have a plan in place with the states because we're on the front lines going across state lines, going to these large warehouses with a lot of workers and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're not pulling us into weigh stations and having a triage tent set up by the Army Guard and somebody there to randomly check some of us to see how we're doing out here.
Yeah.
Not one.
Well, is that what you wrote your congressman about?
One of the things. The other thing is the CDC, I'm getting all this information that's worthless almost, like how many people have died and stuff. How come they're not telling people how to boost their immune system in case they do? They fully expect most of us at some point will be exposed to this virus.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to slow down how quickly it happens. So
that's interesting.
Why aren't they? There are some things you can do to improve your cellular response to the virus, and also to help your white blood cells respond to the virus. And they're not telling anybody any of these things in their public service announcements. And
that's
two,
interesting.
Why haven't they opened? First of all, they should already have a plan. Like every area, local area, and so forth, should have a public building. Volunteer church, or like they do when the power goes out, people have to go somewhere temporarily for, to stay warm or whatever. There should be a facility that they prepare for people to go to be checked for the virus and not overwhelm the hospitals. And unless you need to be, you're really sick and have to be in a special area of the hospital where they have the ventilators and so forth, you shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Tim, we got to go. But
get out.
Thank you, Tim. Good to hear from you, and thank you for calling in. Yeah, you made some really good points there. A few things I want to point out. You do hear every celebrity trying to tell you different ways to wash your hands, and you think, okay, great, I know how to wash my hands. You don't have to put another video out trying to reinforce that. I get it. But who's going out there and telling you how to help boost your immune system? That's an interesting thing, mostly because I think the scientists, they really don't know how the best way to combat this thing. As of right now, the best way to combat this is question mark. Right? Because there's not really a treatment. They don't know why some people are susceptible to coming down with heavy symptoms and why people have no symptoms. They're still trying to learn these things. So I feel like maybe that's why you're not getting some of those tips. We'll take some more of your calls coming up on Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
And Overnight America continues. We have a Facebook page now, Ryan Recker Radio. Would love it if you go and give us a like there. That would be great. Been posting photos. There's one of producer Mike doing his best Johnny Rabbit impersonation, if you haven't seen that one. Let's go to Jeff, who's holding on. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hey, good evening. How's it like working at home?
It's enjoyable still in my sweatpants. I love it. Are you watching any new movies on PBS tonight?
No, I just I normally don't watch those type of movies, but I just saw that movie listed, and I had to see it for myself.
I couldn't believe it either. Anyone listening, so Jeff gave me a tip yesterday. Our local PBS here in St. Louis was airing Legally Blonde. I just think that's too funny that PBS was airing Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm sure you're calling in about something else. So
I'm talking about the stimulus. One of your previous callers was calling this a handout or stuff like that. People are comparing it to that. This is not the same as universal basic income or what some of these other politicians have talked about. The government's asking us to help do something, and we have to sacrifice a little, and they're helping us do it.
Yeah. Helping us as part of the sacrifice of they're shutting everything down. They're telling us we can't go out.
Yeah. And we may need one, maybe two more of these before things get back to normal, because even after this thing is passed, people are still going to be a little on edge.
So you think there's going to be more stimulus?
Maybe one more, maybe twice, because even though this thing's passed, it's still going to take time for people to feel comfortable getting packed in those places again, like the restaurants and theaters and all that stuff.
So you do think that there's going to be an instance where people don't want to go out. They're just going to be, it's stuck in their mind psychologically. They're not going to be able to get past what just happened.
Yes. It won't last forever, and I don't think we'll need maybe any more of that like later this year or anything like that, but maybe one more time we might need one of these things.
Yeah. I do think there's going to be a psychological hurdle that we're going to have to get past. Like, how long will it be every time someone coughs, they turn around and look and say, uh-oh, I don't want to get the coronavirus? Because people are doing that right now, and I wonder how much of a residual feeling we'll have after we're allowed back in to get everything back to normal. But I just don't know.
Oh, I noticed something in all these Fox, CNN, MSN, when they're showing all these numbers from that John Hopkins map that they put up.
Yeah.
They don't show the recovery. They show the infected and the deaths, but they don't show the recovery.
Yeah, maybe they don't really have a way to know if they fully recovered or if they're still nursing it. Like, you know, they could still be self-quarantining and they haven't reported that they're healthy. Maybe that's one of the reasons for it.
I looked at the map, and it shows the recovery, death, and infected.
Yeah, so I'm looking at John Hopkins right now. Yeah, total confirmed. Let's see. Yeah, and you can go to the John Hopkins map, and I said I would look that up for our listener earlier. I'm going to have to do that during the break. I should have did that last break. But, Jeff, thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah, I just found that interesting. The U.S. is now more recovery than died.
Well, that's what we're going to have. Based on our population, we got 330 million. Jeff, again, thank you for calling in. But, you know, 330 million people that live here in the United States, they're trying to compare us to, was it 60 million that live in Italy? Highly packed in, densed into a small area. Like, basically, Italy is smaller than Illinois and Missouri combined together, geographically speaking. So 60 million jammed into that. Yeah, it's going to spread a lot quicker. We're much different situations here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.